From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. A preliminary hearing set for July 1st for a Fortuna teenager who's pleaded not guilty to threatening a Christian youth group that plans to visit Humboldt State University. 18-year-old Sean Allman charged with terrorizing or obstructing the exercise of religion and making threats of death or great bodily injury. He was arrested Saturday after he allegedly sent a threatening group text to some members of the Episcopal Diocese of Northern California. Lost Coast Outpost reports Judge Kelly Neal lowered Allman's bail from $1 million to $50,000, noting that is twice the amount listed on the bail schedule for the charges filed. Neal also ordered Allman to stay at least 1,000 yards away from HSU and told him he can't own a firearm or any item that can be used as one. Also, Allman cannot contact members of the diocese, and he's subject to being searched at any time, day or night. July 2nd, arraignment for a man accused in a home invasion robbery in southern Humboldt. Franklin Molina allegedly robbed, kidnapped, assaulted, and imprisoned a man at his property about 40 miles outside Garberville. The man's 23-year-old daughter was in the home at the time as well. The victim says that he thinks a man who pulled off the heist with Molina may have worked for him in a marijuana-growing operation a few months before the incident. It took place December 21st. Two men with ski masks first knocked and then came barging through the front door with semi-automatic pistols. They allegedly stole thousands of dollars along with the victim's SUV and some weapons. The victim also says he was hit in the head 3 to 4 times with a pistol. The Mateel Community Center plans to put on a show to replace the canceled reggae on the river. First, the town has to determine its legal standing with High Times, which last year entered into a 6-year contract with Mateel to put on the reggae show. Officials plan to run through the contract carefully to see if there is a breach of contract on High Times' behalf. High Times told Mateel just this week that this year's show wasn't happening. Some summer road trip tips from the California Highway Patrol. Among their recommendations, make sure vehicle maintenance is up to date. Program any global positioning systems, whether in your phone or in your car, in advance, and prepare for device malfunctions. Buckle up. Be sure everyone in your vehicle is wearing a seatbelt. Check that young passengers are using the correct child safety seats. Never leave pets, kids, or the elderly alone in a car for any length of time. And expect road construction and plan for delays and be work zone alert as you head out there. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.